The young, pale witch opened her eyes, the blinding light that met her making her squint as she slowly regained consciousness. The purple-haired titan couldn't quite remember what was going on, but as her vision began to clear, she found herself in the middle of an unusual situation. She stood at the center of a rather spacious hangar, a few complex machines looming over her, but not much else of note. The heroine, tightly clad in her ebony leotard, tried to move, and was immediately met with resistance when she felt her wrists and ankles pinned together like glue. With a gasp, she shot her glance backwards to see her wrists bound to her lower back, then gazed at the identical rope binding her ankles together. She began to squirm to protest her entrapment, only managing to get riled up as she fumed with defeat. Raven softly grunted, her voice carrying across the large, relatively empty hangar.
What is this?
Suddenly, a woman's prideful voice answered back, causing the teen to bolt her eyes in its direction.
Good morning, little Miss Hero.
Standing before the bounded-up witch was another equally tall, similarly aged brunette. The girl was clad in a pink shirt, a tiny jacket, and leggings firm to a surprisingly curvy set of hips. She cupped her mouth with one hand and posed with her fist to her hip, an exaggerated posture trying to convey strength, but giving the heroine the image of utter narcissism. The mysterious teen put both palms to her love handles as she stared down her captive with a snarky grin, unloading her villainous speech without warning.
Such a shame! You're within arm's reach of apprehending the most clever and beautiful air pirate in the world. But it looks like this day belongs to Tron Bon.
The perky villainess struck a pose as Raven contemplated in silence, before speaking out the most pressing question on her mind.
Who?
Tron shot her captive an annoyed glance, her blush belying her snarl as she moved forward with her plan. She continued her speech while making it obvious the small remote device in her right hand pushing one of the round red buttons.
The woman responsible for giving this town something it'll never forget.
The Teen Titan felt herself focusing back on her plight only far too late, meaning to use a spell to break free of her entrapment, before something attacked her. A large rubber tube suddenly jammed itself into her mouth, causing her to blink in frozen shock as she tried to determine where it had come from. All she could see was a giant metal arm holding it in place, her instinctive motions to pull her head away only causing the automated hand to force it deeper. The hose led back to one of the towering machines, which began to whir to life, and start to climb in noisy volume. The length of tubing began to both bulge and writhe, the faint sound of a hiss becoming obvious as it reached out to the heroine's lips, simultaneous with an odd pressure filling her mouth. Tron watched with anticipation as the ensnared raven began to puff up, first in her pale cheeks, before the sensation rolled down to her torso. A cool, tingling massage rushed through her firmly clad body, before riding down her naked legs and back up to her bosom. Some sort of gas was being pumped into her, afraid it would sedate her, and unsure if what resulted was any better. The odd sensation built in her chest, wanting to deny what she knew was occurring, until she witnessed a strange distension in her uniform. The ebony fabric rose forward gently, two supple bumps inflating into rounder, fuller-looking orbs. She watched the disquieting rise of her own chest with shock, unable to believe what she saw, until two perky bumps popped up at the apex of each bulge, confirming her fear. Her breasts were being inflated, just like two balloons. Raven muttered in distress, not noticing her voice had been forced higher in pitch. Suddenly, the weird tingling accumulated in another part of the Teen Titan's frame, forcing her eyes backwards. The pinned heroine could feel something rising beneath her tight wrists, her fingers pushed against by a rounding, pale mass. Her puffy cheeks turned a crimson red as she witnessed her leotard sinking into the two pale balloons of her lower backside, the intensity of pressure reaching across her smaller frame, forcing her bigger all over. Soon she could feel her naked hips swelling into a more curvaceous shape, her uniform tightening between two soft, pale thighs. She didn't know where to stare as her entire being began to billow out like a balloon. Embarrassed by the more devious image she was being puffed up into, and increasingly concerned with what her new rival was planning to do with this perverse shape. Raven grunted and groaned, her weak excuse for struggling stuffed by a shock widening of her eyes, realizing just why her voice sounded squeakier all of a sudden. There was a series of snapping sounds, the victim blinking where the pirate grinned, as the bindings keeping the heroine submissive broke open. The witch's arms pushed outwards, and her legs opened to give her plump and thighs room, in tandem with the plethora of light air taking its toll on the teen's form. With a more suggestive jiggling than she was used to, Raven's motions sent her bouncing gently into the air, drifting for a moment with disquieting buoyancy. She glanced at her own outstretched hands, seeing her digits plumped up, explaining the resistance to her motions despite her freedom. Pressure had pumped her up down to her fingers and toes, overly a more plush, soft image of a goth heroine. And, with a more cartoonish voice and a lack of weight, she had to accept the truth. She was pumped chock full of helium, made helpless, like a lusty pool toy. Raven whined, her serious attitude belittled by her chipmunk tone, only able to internally protest her rising volume.
What kind of evil plan is this? You're just making me fatter. Looking good so far,
Tron chanted from below, brandishing her remote control with one set of fingers wrapped around a dial.
But let's speed this up, hmm? I'm sure the weight is killing you.
Raven was building a cold sweat as she tried to stare down at her enemy, only to have her vision blocked by two fluttery, pneumatic breasts. Every time she glanced at a portion of her figure, she was more stacked than moments prior, seeing two wobbling party favors tenderly stretching her attire thin across their feathery mass. She could feel her outfit churning into the widening excess of her rump. Any attempt to kick her legs faltered by debilitating pressure and rotund thighs keeping her stiff. She had been inflated into a form more than worthy of the word voluptuous, and when the hissing sound rose in volume, she could only watch the machinery in terror as it worked harder to puff her up. Tron haphazardly spun the knob on the remote, her grin widening as both parties witnessed the hose bulging with excess pressure, all of it rushing towards a buoyant, defenseless balloon girl. Raven couldn't help but groan at the sudden swell of her form, helium being pumped into her at nearly tenfold the speed, resulting in every distressing facet of this punishment becoming unbearable as she visibly lurched outward in all directions. The hollow hiss of a filling rubber echoed across the hangar as a buxom balloon teen was inflated into a true titan of hot air. The floating Raven swallowed helium without control, the mechanical arm making certain she would keep being pumped up, only able to hope it would know when to quit. She was surprised as her breasts billowed out into soft yoga balls and only continued to grow, uncertain if her capacity was a gift or a curse. The fabric of her heroine attire conformed to the enormity of her bosom, a squeaky cleavage pushing up into the metal appendage, keeping her hooked up. She wanted to touch her overflowing curve to make sure she wasn't dreaming, but her arms grew rotund, and her hands fattened to eat her pudgy digits. Her belly couldn't help but round out to try to match her buxomness, curiously kept rather than curvaceous, for better or worse. Her love handles pushed out into pale orbs atop her trunk-like thighs, while the hill-shaped expanse of her butt fully escaped the retreating hold of her leotard. She couldn't keep up with the shape of her features before she was inflated into something more breathtaking, only able to wish for a solace she wouldn't reach until she was utterly pumped full. There was a loud beep, originating at the automatic pump that suddenly drew silent. Tron smirked, her device functioning perfectly as her pressure gauge determined its target was near her bursting point, only to stop short to keep her at their largest potential size. Raven's capacity did not disappoint, rendered into the lofty, attractive parade float she dreaded to be, and retaining her terrible size as the metal arm pulled the hose from her lips. Only taut creaks and distracting squeaks filled the room. The tinkerer admiring her handiwork, while the victim could do little but stare in awe. From behind a pair of hot air balloon breasts lay a fat, red face, her nose dug into her own cleavage due to their floaty nature, and sheer, eclipsing volume. She tried to desperately open her plump lips and let out her restricting pressure, only to feel too puffy to manage even that. A black uniform drew dangerously thin to the Titan's every asset, detailing a pair of pert, beach ball-sized nipples, and conforming to something more degrading between her rotund thighs. She drifted sideways, bouncing against the hangar's high ceiling with her mountainous tail end, a spherical midsection only noteworthy in making her feel as absolutely full as she was. The unnerving caress of helium dominated the sideshow girl, her eyes permanently wide as she was bewildered by the reality of her shape. Raven weakly moaned, unsure she could be heard, but too stressed to not emit pitiful noises, repeating her miseries in her head.
So tight. Feel like I'm gonna pop. And being full of helium is so weird.
Perfect!
Tron shouted, trying to explain her master plan to her victim, despite barely being audible to the distracted blimp eye candy.
You'll be the talk of the town after we parade you about. But don't worry, you won't be alone. I've got other cute heroes coming in to keep you company.
The machine slowly picked up its noisy speed again, the mechanical arm moving on its own accord, as the young genius anticipated. The brunette, several stories below, continued to ramble as the pump began to work once more.
Until then, we gotta keep you nice and full, so I'll leave my brilliantly designed auto pump turned on for you. It reacts to any inflatable objects in range that aren't at a certain capacity, which—
Tron was cut off by the taste of rubber filling her mouth. With a blink, she stared in cold, pale disbelief at her machine's arm, pushing the hose between her lips, silencing her and readying her for something disquieting.
Huh?
Tron questioned, muffled by the tube pushed to her lips, her cry going unheard as the deafening hiss rocketed towards her mouth. With a terrible expedient swell, the surprised Tron was suddenly inflated into a rather peculiar shape. Helium gushed into her at maximum power, her arms pushing out, her hands opening, her legs splaying, and her weight disappearing. She dropped the remote involuntarily, too slow to silence, or at least slow down the malfunctioning machine, as it chaotically inflated the air pirate into a perky vixen. Moments passed, and she was staring at a pair of lofty breasts, her shirt groaning as her chest resembled two grapefruits, which swelled into soccer balls a mere second later. Her thick thighs ballooned up, her round hips widening, while her entire image inflated into a rather raunchy love doll. To her dismay, her capacity was probably near her enemies, forcing her to watch as she was pumped up with helium into sizes uncanny. The squeaky teen protested, already rather enormous, able only to think in misfortune.
Did I forget to make an exception for myself? Oh no, this is really bad.
Before a minute had passed, the Teen Titan parade float was joined by an equally enormous and similarly sexy Zeppelin teen, the once supple trombone, now a city-filling image of perversion. The two blimps would glare at one another if their gigantic bustiness didn't obscure their vision, their buxom mass bumping off one another and sending their features into another buoyant frenzy. The helium-filled behemoth brunette felt her outfit drawn just as thin. Nothing of the details of her femininity kept sacred, even if no one was around to witness her yet. Her dark stockings creaked to her rotund legs, stretched over a canyonous rump and embracing two extraordinary love handles. Her gloved hands were uselessly pudgy, her cheeks just as distressingly round and awkwardly red. Neither girl could work their lips open, pressure tightening them together, leaving them only to mutter in discomfort as they float about in the hangar, with no one to ease their woes. Raven lowly growled to herself, already certain she was stuck here for a while, but now unsure if anyone could help her. She began to feel the slow, plodding sensation of helium leaking out of her turgid form, praying she would somehow start to deflate faster as she inched towards normality. Minutes passed of awkward bobbing and swaying, feeling the tyrannical flow of her bust line retreating from her face, truly thankful she was losing pressure, even at this sluggish pace. What she hadn't anticipated was the automatic pump her rival threatened, its programming working to remedy the situation. With a few squeaks and a worrying hiss, the arm worked its way into the heroine's mouth and began to pump her full of helium once more. The parade float, which visibly ballooned back up to her largest size, the new helium replacing all that she had rid herself of, and the erratic massage of hot air teasing her all over again. The arm retreated, having swiftly pumped the poor teen back out to her near-bursting benchmark, before turning to make the same changes to a desperately deflating Tron. The ample brunette balloon widened her eyes when her fears became a reality, forced to inflate once again as the hose was fed to her and hot air was breathed into her.
Oh, it's not gonna stop pumping me up. I kept this place a secret, so no one's coming to save me.
Time began to pass, and the two Zeppelin girls were only subjected to further reinflations. The arm went back and forth, making sure each balloon was at capacity, ceaselessly and tirelessly. The remote to control its actions lay on the ground, the two teens above only able to hope someone would discover them in their awkward predicament. Unfortunately, the air pirate knew better, and her perchance for being well-stocked meant that they had enough helium to keep filling these two blimp dolls up for days.